Hey friends, I'm so proud of you for digging into the Word with me. It's the 27th of April today on a Monday, and today we're studying John 18.
And we're going to revisit Jesus being before Pilate, the Roman governor. And I want to look at this from the perspective of John in chapter 18. It says, "Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the place of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, 'What charges are you bringing against this man?' 'If he were not a criminal,' they replied, 'we would not have handed him over to you.'" Do you notice that they didn't bring a charge? They just said, "He's guilty." Pilate said, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." He's saying, "Judge him by your Jewish law," which would not include crucifixion as a penalty. "But we have no right to execute anyone," they objected. This took place to fulfill what Jesus had said about the kind of death he was going to die. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "Your own people and the chief priests handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jewish leaders. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." "What is truth?" retorted Pilate. With this, he went out again to the Jews gathered there and said, "I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release to you one prisoner at the time of the Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "No, not him. Give us Barabbas." Now Barabbas had taken part in an uprising. I want to focus on one part of this scripture today. Jesus is there in front of Pilate. He did not defend himself. He did not try to talk Pilate into saving his life or helping him be rescued. You see, Jesus knew that he was in power even when it seemed he wasn't. And Jesus said these words, "Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." And then Pilate retorts, "What is truth?" Couple thoughts here with Pilate asking this. Is Pilate really wanting Jesus to tell him what truth is? Or is Pilate confused and thinking that truth is relative, that truth varies from person to person? Well, let me tell you today, truth is not relative. This world wants to convince all of us that truth is relative and whatever you want to believe is okay, and what's true for you is true for you, and what's true for me is true for me. And Jesus makes it so clear, as we talk so often in church, that truth isn't relative. And Jesus says anybody on the side of truth listens to him. Jesus is drawing a line in the sand here, and he's digging in, saying that he's the truth, saying that if you follow Jesus Christ, then you're following the truth. I want you to ask yourself a question today. Is it hard for you to accept some of the things that the Bible says are true because they make you uncomfortable? Are there things in the Bible that it says are true, or that it says are sin, and you haven't accepted those things because of it making you uncomfortable, making you stand out, making you even hated by others, making you be causing you to be called names like a bigot or narrow-minded. You know, I think that God desires for each and every one of us to bear the cross of walking with truth, even when it costs us. So do you want to just follow the things in your Bible that are highlighted? Or do you truly believe that the Bible is true and that those who follow Jesus are on the side of truth? Think about that today. Truth is not relative, even though we're taught that and that is pounded into us day after day after day. But God's word is true and it's never changing. But it can sure change us. I'll be back with you tomorrow.